What up, what up, what up, everybody? I'm the Mademoiselle, and you are currently rocking with the Mad Cast. Make sure you guys get your tea, get your snacks, get everything you need, because you're going to get your opinions rocked. Of course, before you leave, make sure you leave a review down below, and be sure to stay connected on all my social medias at the Mel, TheMlle, and be sure to check out all my other social media channels. Especially on YouTube. I hope you enjoy the episode.
Today we're gonna be talking about how you can raise a man, but how y'all keep doing that shit. I don't understand it. I don't get how many times the elders have to tell you you can't raise a man. The people in your life tell you, leave that man alone. Leave that bum alone. Leave the trash in the trash. Put it in the basura. And y'all still go and you bother the trash, okay? I can't tell you how many times people in my life, you guys, the mafia, y'all hit me up. Ivana, I need help. Mademoiselle, he played me, he tried it, I hate him, he got me paying all the bills, he the only one in my life right now, he treated me like garbage, I'm the only one paying no rent, I did everything for him, I'm the only one, I gave him the car, I bought him the car, I paid the car notes. I'm the only one with an education. He don't want to go to school. He don't want to get a job. Literally, I could never understand this shit. My mom is the president of this club. I know that you guys are like, no, you did not just call your mom out like that. If you are subscribed to my third channel, you already know the shits. Already know the shits. I'll be airing my mom out. I'll be airing everybody out. Okay, listen. If you are part of this club, you gotta stop this shit right now. Because you can't raise a man. Stop the shit. Stop this shit now. You can't raise a man. You can't force a grown ass adult to do what adults are supposed to do. Understand that this is very subjective. And if this video speaks to you in any way, shape, or form, that you probably need to change something. If I'm speaking to you, if you feel like this shit is speaking to you, that means you probably gotta get rid of your partner. Say bye, women. That's not me. That's you, my friend. That's you, my friend, all right? Understand, right? Men are not like women when it comes to being saved or being helped. I feel like when women get help and people contribute to their success, we're way more grateful. Like, we're way more apt to pay it forward, and we're way more gracious. You know, we will actually stay with that man. A lot of us are easier when it comes to taking help. We'll take help. We'll be a lot more grateful to taking the help. Men, no. It takes a lot for men to take help from women. For the most part, unless they're just natural moochers. And the problem with us is, we'll see a man, we mock the man, and we will do whatever it takes to get that man. And I know a lot of us have done this, because even I know I've done this shit, okay? And the man says, I am not my best self right now. I want to work on myself. You know, I want to be by myself so I can be the best me, or something along the lines of, I'm not ready for a relationship, or, you know, I want to do whatever it is to, you know, elevate, whatever the case may be. And we're like, I can help you. I can help you be the best you. I can help you get to where you need to be. Why can't we do that together? What the fuck are you? What the fuck are you doing? What you look like? Captain Save a Bum? No, stop that shit. Let that man do what he needs to do by his damn self. Men are not grateful, okay? Men are not like us. We're grateful. We'll probably pay the shit forward. We'll stay with that man. But men for the most part, they not gonna do that shit. And most men will tell you that shit straight up. Most men, go ask your brother, go ask your daddy, go ask your uncle, go ask your male best friend right now. Are men going to be as grateful as women? Most of the time, they gonna tell you no. Most men in my life have told me the real game and the real tea. Most men are not going to be that damn thankful. Why do you think so many women have that story of, I built him up, I gave him a car, I gave him a house, I paid the rent, I did everything, I made that man, and he left me for a white girl? I'm sorry, white girls watching this, but that's what it is. You know, a wise woman once told me, and I'm not even trying to be prejudiced or racist or anything like that, I'm just saying, a wise older woman once told me, and mind you, she's married to a black man, but she said this, she said, if I ever see a black man with a white woman, I know that it's because all the black women are done with him, and all the white men are done with her, and they only had each other. I was like, that is probably one of the most ignorant things I've ever heard in my life. These were her words, not mine. But then I had to think about it. I was like, God damn, why would would you say some shit like that? She was like, it's true, because a lot of men, they're looking for that opportunity, you know, for the most part, unless they grew up in a predominantly white area, or they truly had that story where like they grew up together, like, you know, high school sweethearts. For the most part, they went to go seek out something completely different. Their race of men or their race of woman is completely done with them. And I was like, goddamn. Now, comment down below if you agree, because I thought that it was fucked up, but now that I'm thinking about it, I'm like, damn. For the most part, a lot of black women especially, y'all have these stories of, oh, I built him up, I did this, and then he left me for a white girl, he left me for the other girl, he left me for a lighter skinned woman, or whatever the case may be. And that's because they take everything that you done gave to him. He took everything that you done did, and he just gave it. Okay, he gave it away to the next woman that he thinks is valuable. Okay, he gave it to the next woman that he thinks deserved it. And for the most part, a lot of you that sat here and put all that energy, as much as you think as it's messed up, as much as you think, oh, that's horrible, as much as you think, oh, well, I'm a good person, I'm a good woman, I'm the best thing that he ever had because I put a roof over his head, I gave him money, I paid the rent. No, you know what that makes you? I hate to say it, weak, naive, stupid. That's what that makes you. Yes, you're a good person for doing it on the outside and in a general sense, but it also makes you stupid and also makes you naive. It makes you a good-hearted person, but it makes you stupid and makes you naive. Two things could be true at the same time. Men are actually pretty damn smart and pretty damn stupid at the same time as well, because yeah, it's stupid to literally bite the hand that feeds you, but it's pretty smart to sit there and use someone for your fucking resources, and that's what they're doing to you. Do not be victim to that type of shit, okay? They're looking at it as, okay, well, if I can get someone to literally pay for all my resources without having to do a damn thing, that's your fault that you sit there and you put yourself in that situation, especially when that person is grown as hell and they could have did it themselves, and you're sitting there and you're doing it and you're doing it and you're doing it. And it makes it even worse when that person's sitting there cheating on you, treating you like a dog, talking shit about you and everything else that we know damn what they be doing, because it's never just, oh, okay, I'm paying all the bills and I'm buying him a car and he don't want to go to school or whatever else. It's always other underlying issues that you guys sit there and you do it, and then it's everything else under the ton on top of that. Relationships are supposed to be partnerships. It should never be one-sided. Whether the man is providing everything or the woman is providing everything, it should never be like that. Okay, understand, each person should be providing something equal to the relationship, because if not, someone's going to be feeling slighted, someone's going to be feeling like someone is not contributing enough, and then you have problems. You have cheating, you have lying, you have people feeling like they're not being treated fairly in the relationship, and you automatically have problems. You automatically have people feeling in some type of way, and that's just no way to live. This is why I'm trying to tell you guys, you should not be out here trying to raise somebody, trying to make someone, because next thing you know, you start having arguments where, oh, I made you, no, I made you, no, da da da. Like, why do you want to be in these types of situations? At the end of the day, why would you want to be with someone that at this point is a child? Do you want to be with an adult, or do you want to be with a kid? It also goes with the whole situation of checking phones. Like, why are we checking phones when that's a whole damn adult? Do you have a kid, or do you have an adult? You would have man, or you with a woman, or you with a child? You should not be checking phones, especially if you do not freaking pay the phone bill. Like, that shit never made sense to me. I've never once checked my man's phone, and he's never once checked my phone. There's nothing to check. And even if I did have to check his phone, or he had to check my phone, there's nothing to see. We've been in each other's phones before for like stupid shit before, and I was like, yo, his phone is boring as fuck. Like, once I wanted to play a game on his phone, I was like, just see. I was like, god damn, why do you have a phone? You know how many times he's left his phone in my car and I had to drive back and bring it to him, and I'm just looking at him like, why do you have a phone if you're just gonna consistently leave it everywhere? He's left it in fucking restaurants, he's left it in my car, he's left it in my house, and I'm like, what is the point of you having a phone? There's nothing in our phones, or there's nothing in our messages or anything like that for us to be worried about. My man don't even got social media anymore, you know? So it's just like, if you can't trust your partner, if you can't be with that person, there's nothing to be with that person for. And y'all need to understand that, because I know a lot of you guys are probably listening to me and you're having this whole cognitive dissonance situation. You're fighting with yourself, oh well, you know, this person did this or this person did that, I don't want to leave them. And the thing that y'all need to understand is that is probably your mental telling you that you need to leave this person. Everything that I'm saying right now is the abstract. Your friend probably said it to you, your mom probably said it to you, your daddy probably said it to you, your friend shit, your dog probably said it to you, somebody said it to you, you just don't want to listen to it. And the sad part is, a lot of you guys would be better off by yourself. You guys probably think, okay, well, who am I going to go to events with? Who am I going to share my life with? Who am I going to go on vacations with? You do not need other people to do things with. A lot of you guys are just afraid of being alone, and that's the real problem. A lot of you guys need to do some soul searching. A lot of you guys do need to go to therapy. A lot of you guys need to do the inner work. You do not need to be with other people to be happy. You need to be with yourself. If you can't be by yourself, you don't need to be with anyone. If you can't love yourself, you can't love anyone else, all right? A lot of you guys would be better off just being alone and seeing who you are first before you try going to be with these fucking people that are playing with your head. And that brings me to today's sponsor, Bombex. Bombex is a company that makes your ultimate sensual partner. Bombex is a company that makes your trusted sensual life partner. Now, I was a little bit apprehensive with trying to promote any toys on this channel, but then I realized that, especially when I was on my celibacy journey before I was in my relationship, that toys played an integral part in my self-discovery journey and in general with my sexual health journey. Understand that when you are trying to discover yourself and you're trying to understand truly who you are, especially as a woman, sex is a big part of it. As we mature as women, and just growing up as a young girl, they try to tell us that sex is a bad thing. They try to basically gear sex towards boys and basically tell us that, you know, sex is just for men. Sex is not for women. They try to shame us for our bodies. They try to shame us for everything sexual. And I really think that's very problematic. And I feel like when we start getting older, we don't know what we like. We don't know what we want. We don't know what it is that is appropriate, what's not appropriate. And we start searching for things that aren't appropriate or searching for partners and searching for things in all the wrong places. That leads to all of the problems that I'm talking about in this video. So I was like, you know what? I'm gonna open myself up to these types of discussions because I do realize that people do come to my channels to basically find out about things that either their parents or other people in their family do not talk to them about. So of course, Bombex makes very amazing high quality toys, and they did send me the Van Clitoral Van Sucking Vibrator. And listen, this shit is cute. This right here is adorable. So amazing. And their toys are very amazing, high quality. Like, I ain't gonna stop. I have me some toys. And this is a pretty good quality toy. It works. Okay, we're not gonna get into detail with that. They have an array of amazing toys on their site that you guys can check out. I promise you guys, you're going to absolutely love their toys. They're super affordable. And most importantly, they will help you on any of your self-discovery journeys. For those of you guys who are celibate, or those of you guys who are just trying to understand how your body works, it is very, very important to start that now, whether you are younger or older, of course, of legal age, okay? And I'm not promoting you youngsters to be doing anything like that. But like I said, it's really important. Even if you are in a relationship, introducing toys into the bedroom is actually very, very fun and important. I know a lot of people, especially if you're in a relationship, people are like, oh, what do I need toys in a relationship for? Please, don't be a boring bitch. Toys are fun whether we're solo or whether we're in relationships. They just bring another type of element into the bedroom, okay? It's a vibe. It's a different type of vibe. So definitely, if you guys want to check out Bombex, everything is going to be down in the description and or the pinned comment down below. What I really, really like about these particular toys is the magnetic charger. It's very, very different, and it's super duper fast. A lot of their toys charge super quickly, and of course, they are waterproof toys. This particular toy is actually controlled with a remote. And listen, that's some dope shit. Like, your partner can actually control the remote while, you know, it's in you or whatever. So it's pretty cool. I really like it. I like it. So honestly, I'm telling you right now, their company is legit. It really, really is. One of the best high quality toys I think I've ever gotten in quite some time. And I'll probably do a toy video one day on my Patreon or something like that. I'm not really sure. But let me know if you guys are interested, because like I said, it's very, very important for girls to explore their sexual health. And I feel like if more girls did explore their sexual health, they would not get into these situations with trash ass men or just trash ass partners in general. I feel like, especially, you know, modesty culture and all of that, I feel like that's one of the main issues as well. So again, if you guys are interested in Bombex, everything you need is linked down below, of course, with special sales. I really, really would love to thank Bombex for sponsoring this video. Thank you guys so very much. Shout outs to everyone who does make a purchase. I deeply appreciate it. Now let's get straight back into the video. Now, of course, I do not want to minimize the fact that the men who prey on women like this are absolute basura. So let's get into that. Why do men tend to prey on women who are literally vulnerable? And why do women tend to pick up men who are legitimately trash? So for the most part, I feel like men who prey on women like this, you know what? Let's be a little sympathetic here. I feel like a lot of them literally are looking for mother figures in these women, okay? I feel like for the most part, a lot of these men were raised by women that literally did not necessarily give them the tools that they needed. They're looking for that sense of mothership and that independence or freedom of independence, shall I say, in their partners. So since their moms basically babied them and coddled them, they want their partners to do the same, okay? We have those mama's boys, okay, of course, that a lot of us fall victim to. Honestly, I will never in my life date a mama's boy. I don't know how the fuck y'all do it, okay? So I salute to y'all that fall victim to that chick, because it would never be me. But okay, we have those mama's boys. We have those boys that are just hyper dependent on their spouses to do everything for them. And it's crazy because a lot of those boys do not understand that they need ridiculous therapy in order to break out of that shit. And they don't even understand that they have a fucking problem. Like, they just think that it's normal to be that toxic and that problematic and be that dependent on other people. They don't understand that, no, sweetheart, it's time to be an adult. Okay, it's time to grow the fuck up and grow some balls and do things for your fucking self. It's not okay for you to rely on women to do everything for you in your fucking life. Like, grow a pair and get the fuck up and do something. This is not normal. This is not okay behavior. You know, so I think that's literally one of the main reasons. Another reason I feel like a lot of them, and that this also could go for a woman as well, is that a lot of them have a strong dependency problem, probably a dependency disorder as well. Like, I feel like there's a lot of people walking around with dependency disorders, and they're extremely dependent on people, and they just can't do anything for themselves. Like, I feel like a lot of people do have abandonment issues as well. So like, they just attach to people, and it's extremely unhealthy. They just don't understand that what they're doing is unhealthy. No one's really told them that what they're doing is unhealthy. So they just continuously do it. And they don't necessarily only do it in a relationship, but they do it to friends as well. They do it to family. And they're so used to doing it because no one's corrected their behavior. So they just do what they know. And since a lot of people have a problem standing up for themselves, it doesn't help. And I think that's really another problem. Like, people are so adamant on like, oh, well, I do what I want. I say what I want. But do you? That's a thing that people don't understand. You know, like, everyone's I say and I do what I want, you know, protect your peace. But it's like, but when it comes to the person that you should be standing up to, you don't, you know? One of the main reasons, and I know a lot of people could attest to this, is you think you're too old for love. You think you're too old for acceptance. You think that you're too old for anyone to want you. And this goes for men and women. Y'all need to stop this shit, okay? And understand everyone could be toxic, okay? Both men and women. And I see too many people, oh, well, I'm pushing 30, I'm pushing 40. It's time for me to settle down, you know? It's okay that he can't read. It's okay that he doesn't have a car. It's okay that he doesn't have a job and he's 38. That is not okay. That is not okay. That is not okay. Okay? All right? I've seen so many parents, oh, well, you know, you're getting older now. It doesn't matter. You have to take something. It doesn't matter that he doesn't have a house. You have a house. You can put him in your house. Excuse me? I don't give a rat's ass if my daughter is 45. I would never in my life tell my daughter to settle for some fucking bullshit like that. That is literally basura. That is disgusting. Okay, that is literally dirty as fuck. Don't you ever. For all you parents that are literally sitting there pushing your children to get married just because they're getting older, literally fucking burn in hell. Like, literally burn in hell. That is literally toxic. You guys are literally pushing your children into literally dangerous situations. You don't know what the fuck these people are capable of. Literally, you have people getting into relationships with people for like fucking 30 minutes and getting married to them just because they're getting older. Finding people on fucking Tinder and marrying them because their parents are saying they're getting older. Do you understand how damaging that is? And then they're having children with these people, not knowing their medical history, not knowing their criminal background. Now they're ending up on fucking Snap, first 48, and God knows what else. Do you understand how problematic that is? I'm gonna say it flat out, a lot of you guys have serious controlling issues. A lot of you guys love being in control of every given situation, including your relationships. You like being the person that pays the bills and provides shelter and provides the car. are, because then you could be like, this is my house. You come in when I tell you. That's my car. You drive it when I tell you. That's the job that I gave you. So therefore, you're going to work the shift that I tell you to work. And to be honest, for a lot of people, that works, right? So clearly, this video is not necessarily for you. But for a lot of you guys, you don't even necessarily understand that you're doing that. For a lot of you guys, you probably just think that that's normal because that's how your mom did it. That's how your dad did it, whatever the case may be. Understand that's actually very, very toxic, and that's not necessarily okay. But maybe your relationship works like that, and that's healthy for you guys, and that's what you're used to. But for the people that are not okay with that, and for the people that are having problems with their relationship like that, that's not okay. You probably need some intense therapy, okay? If you are literally used to being in control like that, and like literally you're a fucking tyrant, you might need to really get some fucking help, because that is some scary ass shit. If like literally you just go around like bossing people around like that, and you're like literally used to being in control of everybody around you to the point where like you do this and you do that and I don't want to hear nothing about it, and like it's to the point where you literally just think of everyone as a project. And I've talked about this before, and I believe the a video I did of are you toxic or how to know you're toxic, that's not okay. Everyone's not a project, okay? People are not projects in your life. People are people, and you need to regard them as people. Understand, you cannot just go around dating people that you know ain't shit. And this is the type of things that people like that do, and sometimes it's not even like conscious, like it's a subconscious thing. But you go around and you pick up people that you know like are literal dust buckets. Like, you know, okay, this person has no job, they have no car, they have no education, they have no intention of doing any of that, they're not even striving, okay? And I'm just gonna pick up this person because I know I could fix them, I can control them, I can literally have control over every single thing in their life because this is what I like to do. You literally have a serious problem. And of course, the final one is you're a narcissist. Might not know that you're a narcissist, you might be diagnosed a narcissist. That's a real thing. It's a real mental ailment, personality disorder situation. So, well, in that case, then we already know what the fucking problem is, because narcissistic people like to control everything for the most part. So, I mean, there's not much to do. So, of course, like, I mean, for the most part, it's just a lot, guys. Like, please do better. If you know damn well that you do not want to be in a situation where you are the one literally handling everything in a relationship, you're the one holding everything on your back, you're the one doing, being, and saying everything for everyone in a situation, just don't. Okay? You don't have to be the only person in the relationship holding the relationship together. You do not have to be the only financial provider, the only emotional provider, the only, you know, physical provider in a relationship. You have to be an equal partnership. And the relationship is not equal. The relationship is not balanced. You should not be in it. That is what a relationship is. It should not be just one person doing this and another person doing that. It should be both parties contributing to the relationship equally.
Are you pissed off yet? Of course not. Thank you guys so much for listening to the entire episode. If you guys really want to connect, make sure you guys stalk me on social media. Again, all of my handles are at TheMelle, TheMelle. Make sure you guys go and you subscribe to the Patreon for extra support. Same handle, by the way. And I do exclusive uploads on there. And make sure you guys go and you subscribe to all my YouTube channels. Make sure you're subscribed so you don't miss out on any future episodes.